Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Ozzie Guillen.
Hello, everyone. I'm back.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for Chicago Sports Network.
La Pantera. My man is la pantera. La pantera. La pantera. No. Pantera.
La pantera.
There we go.
2005 World Series winning manager of the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro. Over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series.
No hold bar baseball opinions.
I'm managing one guy. I almost start crying. Adam Dunn.
Yeah.
People ask me, why do you keep playing him? Don't blame me. Blame Katie and Rick. They signed him. I had to play him.
Well, did you give Adam Dunn a mental break, or he just...
I gave him two bottles of vodka with orange juice.
Ozzie Guillen with Mullion Hoff on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzie Guillen joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo Tires, check them out at aturo.com, your hometown tire. Ozzie, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. Doing very well. Even it was an ugly night, but everything is good.
Yeah, it was not good. They got slaughtered. I mean, there's no way around it. The White Sox have been losing one-run games, and you thought when they came home, they're playing a Cardinals team that had lost 7 of 8, but they had little problem with the White Sox yesterday.
Well, you know, I think Smitty throw the ball better than the show. There's no doubt about it. I think a couple mental mistakes happening on the field caused maybe 3 to 4 runs. Obviously, it doesn't matter. They lost by number 9, 10 runs. But that's a little thing they had to clean up. I mean, physical errors, that's part of the game. Mental errors, they got to come with you all the way to the minor league to prepare yourself good before the ball hit to you, what you think, what the scoreboard teach you, why you manage this one, what we should do. All those little things happened yesterday. It was like, oh my God, one after another, you know what I mean? Like the ground ball to first base to Sosa, you should go to the plate. You find out, go touch the first base, one run coming in, you got an easy out at home plate. But on 3-2, steal of the base, it was ball 4. Then Carroll throw the ball to second base. Always is an open play. And those little things they got to clean up. And hopefully they do, or they learn from the mistake they make mentally yesterday.
They made one over the weekend, and you were not shy in pointing it out. Josh Rojas tried to steal second. Let's go back to Houston. In Texas, Ozzie, and you were very vocal postgame about what you might do to Josh Rojas or a player who makes a kind of mental error. Do you think Will Venable is being accountable, holding his players accountable enough? Do you think he needs to be a little bit more of a managerial tough guy?
maybe they do it inside. I don't think he's the type of guy doing that. But the thing is, when you say, well, we come, I think it's kind of the understanding. No, that comes from the bench. Okay? The only place is you got the best hitter, clutch hitting, at that moment at the play with Tatman. Because it's only when you go to steal second, you got to be 100,000% sure you would have made it. And it was easy out. Then I started thinking, like, okay, is that a hit run? No way is that a hit run. I don't think it's a steal sign. You can see Tuchman's face when they do a close-up when he strike out, how upset was with the play. Then they ask Venable, and he say, you know, the play, I don't know what the play come from. He really don't say anything what's going on there. That's a really, really child mistake because Tuchman hit a home run the night before to tie the game against one of the toughest haters, one of the toughest lefties. He's been clutch late in the game. All the song, you made that play where you're a veteran. You know, Rojas is not a kid either. Rojas is been the game, you know the game very well. When that happened, you know, those mistakes, they have to disappear. Because I don't know in the minor league or where it is, they show you how they be hit the ball hard, how throw harder, how stay in the right position. But those little things, the instinct of the game, you cannot teach that. That's why I think, I don't want to say White Sox, I think baseball people need to got the check mark, check that box. Because I see a lot of guys with no clue about, you know what I mean, about those little things. Like yesterday, we see Sosa throwing the ball away early in the game. He can move in and out, you know what I mean, outside, inside. That's a physical mistake. I know what to criticize that because that's part of the game. But those little things will help him. Nobody communicating. I wish I can have a chance to talk to, because this kid got a chance to be here for a little while. my draft, I say, you, when you're in the field, you got to be in charge of everything. You're the best player they have here. You're the best IQ in the infield. You should start taking charge on the field. I don't care you two months old in the big league. Here, you take a charge on the field because you're the best, the smarter kid. IQ is very well. The communication got to be better. I think that thing is very quiet. You don't see much emotion or nothing about guiding people. And I think Madrid be the best guy. Hopefully, that I do. Hopefully, I can talk to them in the next couple of days. Hopefully, they can understand my point. But when something coming with somebody out, I don't think Madrid even know who I am or what I did or who are you. You know, you work on TV, shut up. You know what I mean? Things like that. But I think they need to be more vocal on the field.
That's interesting, Ozzy. I got to tell you, it was great to see Lenin Sosa come back. They activated him yesterday. I was surprised that Brooks Baldwin was the guy they sent down just because they haven't really used him very well. I think he's had three pinch hit opportunities and he's struck out pretty much each time. I just thought maybe he'd get a run of some sort. He and Elko seem like guys that are doing better at AAA than they do with the big league ball club, and that kind of scares you. But I'm kind of done with the Vinny Capra experiment. I've seen that guy play just a little bit too much. And I know he drove in the runs yesterday, but I just wonder, are they going to bring up Colson Montgomery? Like, how far away is he? Because, you know, Mydroth is good, but if they move anybody else to first base and they bring in Vinny Capra, they've started him like four or five games or something. It's too much.
You know, I'm making a statement a couple of days ago, and I was a little upset. You know, because the way they play, I know they're going to lose games. I know that they've been playing okay. But the satisfaction by losing by one run, started getting like, oh, we just lost that one run. We have a chance. We have opportunity. We want him a way to win. And I just think get tired here that or looking at that. When, you know what I mean, when they bring these kids to pinch it, tough situation. The two toughest guys to face, a lefty and a righty, come out, strike out that way, all of a sudden go to the minor league, king of it. I asked Chalk, I said, Chalk, I have a question. If we bring those kids up, the Montgomery, the Earl. You think they're going to be worse than what we have right now? If they are worse than what we have right now, talking about numbers-wise, at least those guys are the future of the White Sox.
Right.
At least those guys, they can find out who can play, who cannot play, who can do little stuff, who cannot try to mold those guys in a big league way. I wonder why they're not saying, listen, that's going to be the group. Right here, guys, go get it. And I'm still waiting for that moment. I'm still waiting for that move because I'm making very clear. I say, we have guys there. I think go back and make a space for the kids and just leave him there. Because I don't think they're going to do worse than what they are, or you know, what we have up here right now. I don't think so. If they are, at least we can see what kind of players they have in the minor league and what they can do, what position they can play. But I think right now, so hopefully pretty soon, they're moving all those guys. You know, my pitcher is different. Pitchers is different. By the way, talking about pitching, then they got to start moving pitchers up here because the innings start getting there. And then maybe go six-man rotation with another extra guy at the bullpen. But I talk about those kids. I said they should bring it up and just live with it and see what we have. At least we're going to see more examine. We can detail those guys, scout those guys very well to see what's the future, the real future of the White Sox is going to be.
Ozzy, we know you love the golf, so you're getting ready for your big event next month, July 15th, Swing for a Brighter Future. You're going to, along with, it's your foundation, the Ozzie Guillen Foundation, along with Rincon Family Services, play Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, second annual fundraiser. You're hosting the second annual in partnership with your foundation, returning for another impactful day. Are you ready for this outing, and how good are you getting at golf?
I'm not getting good in golf. People say, man, you've been playing golf for 10 years, and you horrible. I said, listen, I played baseball for 30 years, and I was horrible for 30 years. I'm not paid to play baseball. I was that bad. My golf game is enjoyable. You want to have a good time. You know, I think the golf outing is fun. It's fun. Also, you create to bring some money for the kids. But it's fun because it's not like a golf outing, like nobody talking. It's like a party. It's a party time, put it that way. Very good foundation. I think they're doing a great job. And hopefully this year will be better. I told my kids I don't want to go bigger. They want to go bigger. But when you go bigger, you have more responsibility. You have more headaches. Just leave it like that, whatever. We get to the play, to the people they need and bring them. My golf game is fun, but it's not good.
This segment with Ozzie Guillen is brought to you by Ford of Homewood. It's where smart shoppers shop for new Fords. I'm curious, Ozzie, you know, we always talk about different players who could be trade bait, whatever. We're still waiting to figure out if they can do anything with Luis Robert Jr. Did they bench Andrew Benintendi yesterday? He hasn't had a home run since, I think, March 28th. Or was he
May 28th.
Yeah. I'm sorry, March. He was given the day off. Did he just need a day off? Was it the pitching matchup? Do you know if he's injured?
I don't know. I don't think he's injured.
Okay.
I think just give him on the day off as a lefty on the mound.
Yeah.
Good chance to give him a break. You know, obviously, the three players, you know me, with more consideration about stay longer on the field. But now, you know, Benintendi, he now hit a home run, but it's swinging the bat very well. They got a few doubles, a few RBIs. He's the guy, forget about trade him. Anybody would have picked that money.
Right.
The only guy I think is a value with Talkman.
Yes.
Talkman can help another ball club. I think they had to leave the pitching staff the way he is. Then because they're going to need it. They're going to need those guys. They're going to need those guys in the end of the season. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they have to do it. They got to figure out because the innings pile up and the guys, they never went through more. I think a couple guys went over in the big league level. They already got at a high innings. Then let me see, Pantera. They can trade him. Oh, yeah, they can easily trade him. That's easy. I think a lot of people will love it. But I don't think the White Sox are going to get what they want for him or what they should get for him. And that's why I don't see anybody in this level being traded like we had like last 2 years. We got guys can trade like the Cope, the
right.
Fetty.
We'll see him in game 30. Three.
Yeah, they have so many guys they could have traded. But right now, I don't see anybody being interested in Mesh. They're going to be interested in Smitty. That's no doubt. But in the end of the day, I think Smitty is a big part of this organization for the future. You know what I mean? I don't think right now anybody should be in the block.
Great stuff, Ozzie. Thank you. Great catching up.
Thanks, Oz. See you later.
All right, guys. Love you guys. Thank you.
Tune in to Ozzie's Outlook. It's presented by Four Winds Casino every Wednesday in the 8 a.m. hour during the Mully and Haw Show throughout the 2025 baseball season. And listen for your chance to win a $200 gift card to Four Winds Resorts and Casinos in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Resort and Casino, your entertainment escape.
You know, Ozzie makes a really interesting point about Mike Tauchman in terms of trade value. He'll have some. He's designated hitter, but he's also good in the outfield, and he's also a guy that can play first base. If you're going to shop him, the Cubs should at least look to reacquiring him. He'd be perfect on that bench.
He's a professional hitter.
He'd be perfect on that bench.
Yes.
He'd be the guy that I talked about the other day. They need that fourth outfielder. Somebody that knows the clubhouse. He's somebody that fits in.
He's also on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
So it's you know, financially, it's a good deal.
Give him somebody from Double-A.
And then between him and Savale, I think you're answering a lot of questions and you're getting someone.
I don't know why you are so intent on the Cubs getting Aaron Savale.
Not as the main guy, but
not
just as another
guy.
Pitcher. Then you can go to a six-man rotation and protect Cade
Hort. No.
I agree with you.
Don't say rotation and Savale win the Cubs. There's just logical.
He knows the division.
No, he doesn't know the division. No. He was at the Brewers for 5 minutes.
But nonetheless, those 5 minutes, he learned everything.
All right.
You can really upgrade.
I don't think that's something I'm going to be pining and hitting refresh. Did they trade for Savale yet? No, Tauchman would be a nice welcome addition.
Yes, he would. And they know him.
They do.
And he knows them.
I was surprised they didn't bring him back.
I was too, kind of, to be honest with you.
Just given what he signed for with the Sox, very affordable.
I thought that they had so many young corner outfielders that maybe they were going to bring up someone. But obviously, they want to get him at bats at the minor league level. I wonder if you can trust one of the young guys to be able to hit come playoff time. You know, they'll come up at the end of the year when rosters expand mm-hmm. a tiny bit, but I wonder if anybody would appeal to you as being able to help them, or would you prefer the experience that a guy like Tauchman can bring?
Yeah, I think Tauchman could bring some experience, and also that's the defense. I just get the image when I think of Mike Tauchman in the Cub uniform. I keep going back to St. Louis on that night where he pulled the home run back and changed the course of that season and made it they rode that for a while. And he was somebody that was steady at the top of the order, grinding out at bats. And he's a guy that you could put on the bench and use in certain situations. Look, the Cubs have the best outfield in baseball, arguably. They're the best outfield in baseball. They don't need a lot of help necessarily, but if you are thinking October and you're comparing yourself to the Dodgers and not just the Brewers, you think about every spot of those on the 26-man roster, and are you as good as you could be? And right now the answer is no.
Turner?
You got to really have a hard conversation about Justin Turner moving forward. He may be a guy that thrives in October, who lives for those moments, and it's the only reason he's here, or the main reason he's here. But I do think if unless he starts to hit, you got to have a difficult conversation about that.
Just wondering.
It's a good question.
Yeah.
It's a better question than asking when Aaron Savale is arriving.
Yeah, I'm just trying to trade Aaron
Savale. I know you are.
I'm trying to get you interested, Dave.
I'm not.
You make that call to Jed, and we'll get something done. Throw in Tauchman, too.
Throw in Tauchman. Tauchman and Savale, who says no?
All right. It's Mully and Haw, 312-644-6767, Chicago Sports Radio 67 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, my goal still remains to be able to, you know, to move dirt around in 2025, which is important.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. So we got some really fun news. The Bears apparently for sale.
Well, it's interesting. They're 2% not for sale. Okay. Bloomberg reported last week that the estate of late former Bears part owner, Andrew McKenna. Andy McKenna was a mover and a shaker, an icon in Chicago business and the local scene for years throughout his life. Died 2 years ago at the age of 93. Just a real likable guy. Just a really good man. Anyway,
they say that most of the Southsiders are.
Exactly. I knew. I wanted to lead you down that path. But Bloomberg reported that the estate for Andrew McKenna has hired an investment bank to sell their stake in the Bears, which is roughly 2% of the team. And you may say, shrug your shoulders, why are you worried about 2% of the team? The latest valuation for the Chicago Bears is at $6.2 billion.
That's right.
When you do the math, that's $124 million at stake, which is no small amount.
That's a lot of cabbage.
It's a lot of money.
As much as we've got some well-heeled people here, I don't think we could do a whip around and get the dough to get 2% of the
I'm not thinking GoFundMe/Mully would get that done. No, I don't think that GoFundMe.com/Mike Mulligan, if you find out there is one already.
What about GoFundMe.com/HOF for David Haw.
See, that's what I was thinking too. Hall of Famers. When you sign, is it an extra $5, David, if I want an autograph?
No.
If you put HOF?
I'm not doing autographs.
We get the autograph.
No.
We do a big push. The state of Indiana.
Is this, in all seriousness, is this open to the public, this Sunday affair?
I don't believe it is. I don't think it is.
So do I have to do research or
he's telling you don't show up.
Don't show up. I don't. I appreciate the question. I'll look into the specifics, but I don't think it is Sunday. No.
So can Mitch buy us a table?
I think it might be too late for that.
Oh, sold out because maybe the HOF has got such a big crowd. You can't get a seat.
It's not just me. There's some real headliners there. There's some headliners there.
Could you share another one of your classmates?
Here comes Mitch. He's got the credit card.
My goodness.
Can you buy a table, David?
I don't know about the entire table. I'll buy coffee with the credit card. Thank you. You already got that. Yeah. Be careful. I keep it for lunch.
Yeah, I know. Let's run and get a
brunch.
Wardrobe.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you, Mitch.
All flag and anthem.
We digress.
Anyway.
So the Bears. Let's go back to the story.
What's really interesting about the story is that Roger Goodell is interceding in this so that he determines who buys the 2% of the Bears that are for sale.
Because
he wants a current owner to be the one that buys the 2%. There are two current owners, right?
Right. Well, I think that it is, according to Sportico, which has now picked up the story, the interested parties are obviously the McCaskies, mm-hmm. who own the majority of the Bears, and Pat Ryan, who owned the other 18%, essentially, of the Bears. And so Roger Goodell, according to the story, will be the one who decides who owns that 2% or who is able to purchase that 2%. And I don't know this. I made one call on this and didn't get a return, and I don't want to pretend to be an expert on these kinds of details, but one might think that if Roger Goodell works for the owners, he might side with the McCaskies here.
Well, they're the majority owner.
And they are the majority owner.
Technically, wouldn't Pat Ryan still be an owner? Wouldn't Roger work for...
Yes, but if you work for somebody who owns 80% of the team and somebody who owns 18% of the team, who are you likely to favor?
Yeah.
Yeah, really?
Let me ask them. So does this added expense have any impact on the new building?
That's where I think the question needs to be answered by people who are involved with it. My inclination is that it would be no.
Yeah.
Because if you are creating, you know, if you're the Bears and you want to purchase this to get a larger percent or stake, so maybe you can sell it again. I'm not quite sure. Are you trying to create capital? Maybe. But I don't know that this gets in the way of the progress that we heard coming into the segment.
Right.
Kevin Warren wanting to get shovels into the dirt by 2025, by the end of the year, of the calendar year. This should not have any effect on that. Unless you are shy of the capital necessary to put forward, I don't think that's the case. Now, maybe this is money that you would use ideally to pay down some taxes or...
Let's say that you want to sell a percentage of the team, right? Mm-hmm. Don't they allow that now in the NFL? You can sell a percentage of the team.
Mm-hmm.
So do you buy the 2%? With an idea of linking it with another percent and then selling
that. That's why I suspect it was what the Bears' interest is here.
Yes.
Because the more they own, the more they can package and sell to minority owners who are interested in doing what you just described. And in that way, it would create for them some capital, some that would be more liquid and able to be used on a new stadium project. Yes. Which could get going sooner rather than later, and needs to get going sooner rather than later.
Yes, should already have begun.
Well, it definitely is something that, you know, you're looking at your watch, you're looking at the calendar, and you're wondering when, because it looks like the Chicago Fire, who also had another unveiling this week, I believe, of what that stadium will look like in the South Loop, the Chicago Fire are going to beat you to the construction project. So they're going to get started.
That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. I get it. $650 million is a lot less expensive than $2 billion project. But
I cannot believe that how quickly they're moving through this thing. I wonder if the White Sox can believe it.
I think the White Sox may want to not be left out, which is, you know, yep. goes back yep. to the story a couple weeks ago that we, on Monday, were talking about the Chicago Fire, and by Thursday, we were talking about the White Sox ownership plan.
Yes.
I don't think they're unrelated, because I think that Related Midwest wants to connect those two projects, and it wouldn't be shocking if we end up with that being the reality in, at Clark and Roosevelt in the patch of land known as the 78. So there's a lot going on when you're talking about stadium projects and ballparks and all the things that cost a lot more money than we are going to have, even if we started at GoFundMe.com/Mully.
That would not gain a dollar. Jim is a longtime Sox fan in Beecher, and he has a question. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, hi, guys. Yeah, longtime White Sox fan way, way back. Here's my question. Which comes first, the new White Sox ownership, a new White Sox ballpark, or the White Sox becoming a 500 team?
You know, that's a really good question. I would think that the easiest to answer would be the White Sox becoming a 500 team. Because White Sox ownership, there's no way to guarantee or even sound certain of that changing to the extent where it would make an impact. We like the idea, I think we're speaking for both of us, of Justin Ishbia as presence and involvement if he can come through with the wealth and the capital that he seems to have. But we don't know that. We don't know about the ballpark yet. What you do know is that maybe in 2 years they're capable of becoming a 500 team. Is that an outrageous thought given the young talent there? As you grimace, it is, isn't it?
I mean, they're going to lose 100 games for the third consecutive year.
Are they within 2 years of being a 500 team?
No.
Wow.
Do you believe they are?
I think they could be. It's baseball.
I don't.
It's baseball.
I think they're within 2 years of being really good at the catcher position, and they have some pitching.
They're in 2 years. They're within 2 years of being promising in the rotation, and they're within 2 years of having an infield that you feel like is going to be. Could be. It is. I don't know. Are they going to be good? That's a really good question.
Okay. So I noticed that the White Sox, we don't talk about this stuff much, but they had two players of the week at their various levels. I think, was it the Dash? Where is George Wolkoff playing? I think he was player of the week. He's the big
He's a big home run hitter.
Yeah. I think he just was named player of the week. Mm-hmm. And then they got another left-handed pitcher from a lower level they must lead the league in promising left-handed pitchers.
Hagen Smith, yeah. Noah Schultz, and this guy.
And this guy. Is it Sean Murphy?
Let's start with George Wolko. George Wolko was named the Carolina League Player of the Week. He had three home runs for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. I love that nickname. I just said that because I wanted to say Cannonballers.
Yeah. Jonathan Cannon, by the way, will be coming back soon. Nothing to do with the Cannonballers.
Jonathan Cannonballer. I bet you he's fun at a pool.
Could you get him to legally add baller to his name just to promote?
It'd be fun.
Yeah, what
it's
got
to be his
pay?
Nickname, right? It's got to be his nickname.
I don't know.
He's a baller.
If you, the last name is Cannon, you have a lot of different nickname possibilities.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
And then the other kid.
What was your point in bringing up George Wolko, the lefty?
I'm saying another pitcher coming up, and you got one power hitter in your system. I don't know. Is Braden Montgomery able to have some power?
is the White Sox version of, sorry, but this is right now, he's their White Sox hope that they hope is their version of PCA.
He's a different body shape than him.
He's a different body shape, but he's an up and coming all tools guy.
Yeah.
He's got all the tools.
Toolsy.
He's toolsy.
A toolsy guy.
Braden Montgomery in 2 years is going to be a major league player. George Wolko should be batting fourth in two seasons, right?
I don't
I'm just telling you
about the depth of their I know they've got a lot of guys they brought up. I know they got a lot of guys from
Boston. They've got a lot of pitching prospects that are promising.
They've got a lot of guys coming off arm surgery.
They got a lot of pitching patients that are promising.
They have two guys they picked up as Rule 5 guys that are pretty good pitchers that are on their roster right now. I don't know that when you have two Rule 5 guys, I don't know what you have. Do you see what I'm saying? Like you're relying on you obviously don't have the kind of depth. I just don't know how good the depth of their organization is.
Yeah, okay, it's fair enough.
And I'm trying to be honest about it. It would be great to say, yeah, they're a playoff team in 2 years.
Well, of the three options that were presented, I think that's the most reachable one.
I don't think they're going to have the stadium underway in 2 years, and I don't think the sell of the team's going to be done within 2 years.
So we agree.
Well, no. I don't think they're getting to 500 either.
So you're none of the above.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say none of that happens in 2 years.
Let's talk to Mike Florio.
Boy, I just depressed myself.
You did.
It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day!
Day by day!
We get better and better!
We get better and better!
We can't beat, beat!
We can't beat, beat!
Boom, beat, beat!
What's that?
Gator! Gator!
Gator!
NFL insider Mike Florio with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire Aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing well.
We're living the dream. I got to tell you, we've been talking a little bit about this idea that 2% of the Bears is for sale because Andrew McKenna passed away, I believe, 2 years ago, February. It's been a while, but the estate is ready to sell it. And Roger Goodell is going to get involved so that an existing ownership group, meaning either the Bears or Pat Ryan, who owns about 18%.
Yeah, I think. He's about 18%.
So I would imagine that that's the Bears that will get that if Roger's involved. But it's just interesting to see how much the franchise is worth and how much the evaluation is when you think 2% of the team would be $124 million.
Yeah, as these teams get closer and closer to $10 billion and maybe beyond that, depending upon the franchise, the question becomes, and here's where the tension will arise between the estate, which is going to want to maximize the value of that percentage of the team, and the league, the rest of ownership. I'm assuming there's a right of first refusal, but if the number comes in from some private equity group or some other individual who's got a ton of money and can overpay, and there's an offer that the other owners can't or won't match, then you've got somebody else that owns 2% of the team. So if you're the estate, your obligation is to maximize that return. And it could create a little bit of an issue if there's somebody out there that's willing to blow the doors off of whatever the Bears or the Ryan group would pay for that 2%.
Mike, back to the NFL, the Bengals seem to have reopened contract talks with Trey Hendrickson. Mm-hmm. Is that going anywhere? And does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me. Look, they can talk. The question is, at the end of the day, will the Bengals do what Hendrickson wants? I had heard months ago now that the Bengals were willing to pay him $28 million per year. He's due to make about $16 million this season. He was looking for something in the range of what Max Crosby got from the Raiders, $35 million. That's a pretty large divide that you need to bridge. And the question becomes, can they get something done before training camp? If they don't, what will happen? Will he hold out? Will he hold in? Will he show up in practice? If he stays away, he runs the risk of being this year's version of Hassan Reddick, who was traded by the Eagles to the Jets, skipped all the training camp, skipped the preseason, held out into the regular season, and ultimately came back and got a little bit of a face-saving deal, but lost millions by staying away. And the Bengals, we know, right or wrong, and from the standpoint of trying to win football games, it's wrong, they just don't care. They'll keep his money. They won't do anything. And that's the reality that Trey Hendrickson is facing. At some point, he's going to have to decide whether to take their best offer, because if he refuses to provide services, the Bengals are the team least likely to be in any way troubled by that.
Hmm. That's very interesting. I'm curious. We read a story yesterday, Mike, about the new Pittsburgh quarterback, and it was in the Daily Mail. I don't know how credible it is, but they apparently talked to family members of Aaron Rodgers who believe that he is married in the same idea that he's been vaccinated, that he actually may have had a commitment ceremony, but they don't believe it's an actual marriage. I just laughed aloud at that because the way it was worded and all that. Does anyone care if the guy is married? Will he be more mature? What changes if a man is married or not?
When you live a very public life and you start showing up with a ring on your finger and you sign your Steelers contract with that left hand heavy into the frame so everyone can see the ring, I think that makes a certain amount of it fair game for speculation. How will this change him? Will he be more mature? Will he be less inclined to engage in some fairly crazy conspiracy theories, including one he spouted with Joe Rogan a few weeks ago, where he said that the COVID vaccine has nanobots that under a certain frequency will gather in your body and become a tracking device. He actually said that. And that was a bridge too far for Joe Rogan, but it wasn't a bridge too far for Aaron Rodgers. I just look at it this way. Why would we rely upon his family members for any intelligence about Aaron Rodgers when he's cut them off? I don't think they know anything more than the rest of us would know, right?
Probably not.
No,
probably not.
I think that's why they're suspicious.
I have zero interest in Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, it is kind of funny. Mike, is Jalen Ramsey going to be traded?
Well, if not, things are going to be awkward in Miami because they made it clear in the middle of April that a guy they had signed to a contract September of last year that made him the highest paid player at his position was no longer going to be on the team. He has said goodbye. He hasn't been involved in the offseason program. My guess is he won't be at training camp. They're stuck because they owe him more than $20 million this year, fully guaranteed. They need to find a trade partner. It could become like a Deshaun Watson situation. I hadn't really thought of that until just now. But if they can't find a trade partner, they're going to just pay him to stay home. That's what it's shaping up to be. Now, he could force the issue by showing up and saying, hey, I want to practice, I want to play. But he didn't seem to be inclined to do that. This could be another Deshaun Watson where he gets paid to do nothing, maybe show up and work out away from the team on his own when they're not around. And he either gets traded or he doesn't before the deadline that comes the Tuesday after week 9.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
That is Mike Florio. Always fun to talk to Mike.
Yeah. Even in June when there's little going on in the NFL, he can find a way to make things newsy.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We're going to bring in Chris Chelios next. Chris will be delighted.
Because, oh, he's happy.
Because
he's
the, happy. The, like Dustin, yeah. He's likes the American team winning.
He likes Florida winning it all.
Yes. Not a fan of the Canadian Cup. Not necessarily the team, but just the idea of
also
Canada.
Be good to get Chelly's perspective on the latest Blackhawk.
Yes,
tidbit.
This idea that maybe they could be trading that third pick.
Yeah.
We'll ask him about that as well. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.